You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on June 29, 2022, and is titled Baptism. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
How many of y'all would like to have a good time tonight, learn something? I know a lot of you here tonight because Kylie's going to get baptized and whoever else might end up in the water before the evening's over. You know how that goes around here. We're on, aren't we, Leonard? So if you just tuned in, tonight is truly how this place has always been. Everybody here, hopefully most everybody here, unless you're retired or just rich, worked the biggest part of the day. I know I did. And then stayed plenty busy when you get home. Then you come running in here and your wife tells you that she says, "You didn't change shirts, did you?" And I said, "No, it's only dirty in one spot." Who in the heck's had time to change clothes? And Murph and them come rolling in here and he said, "Oh, we're kind of running late." And I said, "That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Grab that guitar, get up there for a minute. We'll take a song here in just a minute." And so here we are, and we're going to get to baptize some people, and we're going to get to tonight. I want to share some things about baptism. I think a lot of that gets unsaid. I think a lot gets taken for granted. I think a lot of it gets missaid, misused, all kinds of different things. I'm not going to go through every gory little detail, but there's a couple details about what that represents that we need to know that is absolute truth. You see, that's the whole key to all this. You can have somebody slant on one thing and somebody else slant on another thing. This isn't going to be my slant tonight. This is going to be what the Bible says. And it's pretty darn simple. When religious people decide to make everything confusing, it's really simple. And so if we would just stick to the word and stick to the truth and just keep it simple, we'd get along a lot better. We wouldn't have gender issues. We'd have all kinds of stuff. You just kept it simple, and it's just like it is. And so, special week this week, we celebrate the independence of our nation. It's a big deal. This one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The only thing that will make us indivisible is when we continue to remain like-minded in the Christian faith. You don't have to be a Christian to live here, pay taxes here, work here, vote here. But you do need to understand, no matter what anybody tells you, no matter how many letters they got behind their name, that this Constitution, the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence that establishes the most valuable asset known to man other than salvation itself, it's called freedom. And those documents that guarantee our freedom were produced, written through the lens of the Bible. Men who believed, men who were learned through the Bible, were used by God to form a nation that would be a free nation to assemble, free nation to worship, free nation to petition our government, a free nation to speak freely. That's your First Amendment. This nation that was brought forth by the wisdom of God through the hands and minds of men, like every great endeavor on this earth since the beginning of time, God has used his most precious part of his creation to do some of the most spectacular things, not the least of which being this great experiment called the United States of America, the one nation on this planet that unequivocally stands with the nation of Israel, the one nation on this planet that all other nations still deem to be a Christian nation, when that's slipping out of our hands faster than anybody wants to admit, all for the cause of freedom. And so this weekend, while we cook a few hot dogs and rope a few steers and have some parades and do the things we're going to do, remember your freedom. You see, and if you don't exercise your freedom, it's a useless asset. If you've not ever exercised the freedom to worship your God openly, I encourage you, go ahead and use what's been laid out. If you don't use your freedom to vote and have a voice and participate in the things that go on, begin to exercise your freedom. It came at a high cost. One of the things we've fallen prey to here in America, and we've done it in church and we've done it as citizens. Thomas Paine wrote a letter to George Washington, and George shared this letter with his troops the night before they crossed over the Delaware into Trenton to a very precarious situation, very risky. How do you talk 2,400 men, half of which are going to be they're going to be unenlisted in a very short period of time? The Revolutionary War is darn near over before it ever got started. Everybody's shorthanded. They're wore out and they're pooped. I can't recite the whole letter, but there's one line in there that George shared with his guys. He said, "Things that are attained too easily are esteemed too lightly." And he talks about how heaven knows how to put a price on things, and the highest valued commodity being freedom itself. We don't need to lose that. It's the same way while we hang around as Christians. While we operate in a lot of man-made things, we operate in something I call greasy grace, where we preach destination as opposed to the reality of Jesus Christ and the reality of His Spirit that gives freedom to men to live to their highest potential and to the glory of God. But sometimes when you preach a salvation that is attained too cheaply, it's esteemed too lightly. We do the same thing with baptism. Get them wet, get them dry, and get them home. More to it than that. It's way deeper than that. No matter how deep the water is in the tank, the depth of the kingdom principles of water baptism, that you'd no longer be enslaved to what the enemy's trapped you with or what you've allowed, but you can come into a baptism of the Holy Spirit that allows you to be free. Free to do what you ought. Free to do right for your fellow man. Free to do right to the glory of God, and free to live your life to the full and your highest potential. Freedom. What a night to talk about baptism. And I rejoice tonight, just real quick before Murph sings a song. But because of a previous endeavor by a previous leader of this great free nation, we now got things turned in the right place to where something that should have come up immediately by 1974, started in 73, should have been back on the hat rack by 74, and here we are to 2022. But I want to explain to you again one more time, the reversal of Roe versus Wade was not an overstep of the Supreme Court. They never deemed abortion as wrong. They never deemed it as illegal. They stayed within the perimeters of the Constitution, and they simply did their job, and they turned these moral decisions over to the states. It's what they did. What'd they do? They made it our choice one more time. That's called freedom. Freedom to protect life. Freedom to stand in the gap for the unborn. Freedom to do right by God. And then, In all their infinite wisdom, they decided it's okay for a football coach to pray in the middle of the football field in the name of Jesus. Well, that was kind of dumb, because it's been okay before they talked about it. My First Amendment says the Congress shall make no law prohibiting. Therefore, if there is no law prohibiting, then I'm free. The Constitution said Congress shall make no law, so there is not one. If they did, they did it wrong, and it shouldn't stand. That should have been a no-brainer. But here's what I'm telling you today. A football coach prayed on a football field, and he got in trouble. He didn't have a whole lot of backing from the local religious community. But this great United States of America, the law stood on his side. And the law and the three branches did as God designed. And it worked. So guess what? Go outside and pray. Pray out loud in the name of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of your flag, and don't be ashamed of your God. We were at a gathering Monday morning. I don't know, there's 100-something kids come down there at the front. 7 pallbearers, 13 to 16 years old. Young men carrying a box. But we stood in the midst of a crowd that wasn't ashamed of their God, that wasn't ashamed of the name of Jesus. They've never been ashamed of their flag, and we're not ashamed to do it out loud. It's called the Western way of life in this United States of America. My daughter, she said, I wish I could have took a picture of that and sent it to every football coach in this country. Because in that Western way of life that stands for that flag and not afraid to pray in the name of Jesus, you can tell which one are men and which one are girls. Girls dress like girls and boys dress like boys. Boys start acting like men when they're 15, 16 years old. Then you're not going to find them camped out in their mom and dad's basement sucking on their thumb. Most of them you can send to the backside and they'll come back with something. Oh, they're a little ornery sometimes, but it's a good way to live. Why am I telling you that tonight? You better look to this group of people. Because they're the ones that's had guts enough to do this the whole stinking time. Watch some of them. How they raise theirs. Don't go to the library and rent a book. Why don't you just watch one of these people out here in the country, how they raise theirs, and then go home and do the same. Learn how to pray while you're sitting on a horse instead of just listening to Moses every week. You don't keep your freedom? There's a lifestyle in this country. Well, dadgum sure help you keep it. And they all want to shove us to the back of the bus, and we don't shove very easy. Just not very good at it. That's my little 4th of July spiel today. I'm sure this won't be the last time I give it. I'm proud of my people. I'm proud of my country, and I'm dang sure proud of my God. So let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for you, this time. This is just a great time. And Lord, we just come together, and you know what I like about us, God? We don't know what we're doing, but you do. So you just guide us through the evening, prepare us for tomorrow, the days ahead. And right now, I want to give you thanks, Lord, for a nation, this nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, Lord, thank you for freedom. Thank you for every life that's been given to protect those freedoms, fight for the cause. Thank you, Jesus, how you've blessed the generations of Americans. Let us not attain any of this too cheaply that we might esteem it too lightly.
but to understand the value that heaven has placed on the life we live. Thank you, Lord. Bless you tonight. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Dusty, hold your staff high as you can hold it up. That's what I used to do. I used to raise Cain.
I want to introduce a missionary to Africa that you all support. Casey O'Connor is from Portales. This young man right here, Casey, inspired me to go on my first mission trip to Africa. And actually, my first mission trip with him was in Old Mexico. But this man has been an inspiration to me since he was that high. I've known him. But anyway, I want you to introduce Casey O'Connor. He's going to share a little bit. You do support him and his wife in Africa, and they're part of Overland Missions.
Thank you, Leonard. Thank you, Leonard. All righty. Appreciate it. Thank you, Brother Leonard. Knowing you for quite a while, and I don't know how long that is. But, man, Pastor Steve and Robin, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. And I feel the freedom that you're talking about, so see where this goes. let me do some introductions first. Grew up in Portales, like Leonard said. My mom's here, Pasha O'Connor, and my dad, Mike O'Connor, some of you. This is I don't know quite a few of you, but I know some of you. I know how connected this world was. I don't look like a cowboy, but I grew up that way. Now I'm an African, so. but that world is important, the cowboy world, because of what you're talking about and the core beliefs of it and what it stands for. So I haven't got to preach to a crowd like this in a while. I get to preach to a few religious crowds, which crack the whip on those ones. So the freedom, I feel the freedom. So I'm excited and I'm fired up already. And yeah, back to the introductions. I have a picture of my family here. We'll pull that up. my wife, Brandy. She and my son River, he's 5, and our daughter Abby Rain, she is 2. They're in Zambia right now. So I flew in about 10 days ago to officiate my sister's wedding. Bailey Doolittle now, used to be Bailey O'Connor. And actually Bailey and Gentry, her husband, they have a house in Millshew and they're teaching at the school. Both teaching and coaching. So I've told them to come. I'm going to get after them too. So I'm excited that they've launched into this new step of life. But it pulled me into the States for a couple weeks. And then I called Leonard up and said I'd love to come and just give an update of what God's doing in Zambia. Amen. So there's my beautiful family. I miss them. This is the longest time I've been away from them, but yeah, I'll see them soon. We fly into Livingston, Zambia. I will in a couple days. I fly out tomorrow, and then we go straight to a week of revival meetings in the Holy Ghost. And we have a bunch of missionaries in training there, and it'll be about 200 or 300 people there in revival meetings, so I'm excited to jump back into that. But I grew up in Portales, went to school at Dora, and did all the rodeo and stuff. I believe that's where my first memory of you guys is High Plains Junior Rodeo Association, and did showing. I can't remember your names. I should know your names. Curtis, yes sir, and your kids. Growing up with them at all the fairs, and man, just brings back a lot of good memories. And then it's crazy to see how the Lord gets a hold of people's lives, and some stay here and some go to Zambia and some go wherever the Lord's telling them to do, but we're all doing the same thing, glorifying his name straight from the word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I brought this from Zambia the other day. I'm going to give it to the church, but this is handmade in Zambia out of plant fibers. Pastor Steve asked me what it means. I don't think it means anything. It's just a tribal decoration that can be a table runner or hang it on the wall or anything you would like. But I just wanted to give that to you guys. Right on. All right. It's pretty cool. Amen. Well, like Leonard said, I work with Overland Missions. Our headquarters are in Florida. But I've been doing this about 12 years now. And some of my first trips in Mexico, that's where the fire of God really touched my life and set a passion inside of my heart for people. You're a person, people in Africa, China, Asia, all the countries I visited, but God's heart is people. Amen. And we have a mission and a call to take them out of the darkness, like the gentleman was singing, and show them the light and give them an opportunity to see that they were created for greatness. Amen. So my journey in mission started about 12 years ago, and I've tried to think what else I would be doing if I wasn't doing this, and I can't think of anything else. Amen. I want to share a little bit of what you guys are a part of as a church. In Zambia, we work with the tribal leaderships, their chiefs. So there's 288 chiefdoms, therefore chiefs in the nation. And we started out honoring them, working alongside of them, and then they give us access into their chiefdom. So about 3 years ago, we were transitioning within the ministry, and our leadership asked us to take on a position in the northwest part of the country near Congo and Angola. And we said yes. A chief gave the ministry of Overland Missions 1,200 acres of land, 500 hectares, on the Zambezi River. That's what makes Victoria Falls one of the seven natural wonders of the world. But we're about a three-day drive upriver. And so we took that assignment on to develop that into a mission base. And it is bush. It is ranch land with a lot more trees than there are around here. But cattle and goats. And then, but the different thing, and that's why Zambia from day one felt like home. It was like you were out on the ranch, but then there was a village of people there with the cows and with the goats. So I just always felt at home when I first went to Zambia. And so we said yes to that assignment, and we started out last year living in a tent and a pop-up camper caravan thing, pumping our water from the river, filtering drinking water, no electricity. And now we're 2 months away from in our house. Praise God. My wife's happy. but we said yes to this assignment. And I want to share a testimony that marked me. 2 years ago, I traveled there with my leaders, and we met with the chief who gave us this land. And we had a church service there at his palace. When we did that, I was just there. Some of my leaders were preaching and ministering. And one of the leaders pulled me up and he said, "Here, this is Casey. He and his family, are going to be moving here, living with you. And there's 20 to 30,000 in the chiefdom. But then there's 10 chiefdoms in the district, and we have big vision for the nation and surrounding nations, but we're starting there." And, he pulled me up and introduced me, and then he asked all the elders to come up. There was 50 to 60 elders that came forward, and he asked them to pray over me and my family and team to receive us into their land. Then the anointing hit, and I'm sitting there, hands held, and I just looking at these faces, and Zambians, wrinkled faces, some super old, some middle age, just living life. And the anointing, that's the presence of God, the power of God hit me. And I'm weeping, and I see these faces. And at that time, I'd said, yes, we're coming, but we hadn't moved yet. That was a big step. We're 7 hours from a grocery store, from a hardware store, so we're remote. So to say yes to that, it was a yes.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Baptism. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.